This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The Electoral College will formally determine the next president of the United States Monday. In states across the country, electors are meeting and casting ballots, which is likely to end with former Vice President Joe Biden winning by a 306 to 232 margin over President Donald Trump. The Electoral College vote is normally a routine formality in the U.S. presidential election, occurring every 4 years. But since the November 3rd national vote, President Trump has repeatedly claimed without credible evidence the vote in key battleground states he lost in was fraudulent, costing him the re-election. He claimed on Twitter on Sunday that swing states have found massive voter fraud and that they cannot legally certify these votes. The president and his allies have since lost more than 50 lawsuits in battleground states contesting the vote. The Department of Justice also said 2 weeks ago it has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the results of the election. Monday, a celebratory day in the United States as healthcare workers begin receiving the newly approved coronavirus vaccine. But it's also a somber day as the country records more than 300,000 deaths due to COVID-19. That's from data collected from Johns Hopkins University. Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse, was the first to receive the injection in New York State. President Trump, who has pushed for rapid development of the vaccine despite downplaying the severity of the crisis in the beginning, heralded the moment on Twitter, the president tweeting, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." Pfizer developed the vaccine alongside its German partner, BioNTech. This is